Title: Sub Focus Edit. Rebuild a pan throw from scratch in Ableton Live 12 with Groove Pool Tricks. Intro: Hi. Today we're rebuilding a classic sub focus style pan throw in Ableton Live 12. This is an intermediate resampling lesson. We'll make a short LTWR stereo sweep, add width and an EQ sweep, resample it to audio, and then use Live's Groove Pool to humanize and retime the throw so it sits punchy in a drum and bass edit. Lesson overview: by the end of this lesson you'll have three things: a tight pan throw FX with width, EQ movement and a delay slash reverb tail, a consolidated resampled audio take of that throw, and a groove applied variation, committed and ready to drop into your track. Preparation: start a new live set and set the BPM to a DNB tempo. 174 is a good choice. Import a short transient source, a crash, a reverse cymbal, a short synth hit or a noise burst, into an audio track and name it Throw Source. Turn warp off for precise timing editing, or leave warp on if you prefer tempo-locked material. Build the raw throw. Clip-based pan automation precise single throw. Create a short audio clip. Make it between 1/8 and half bar depending on how long you want the throw. Trim it so it contains only the transient you'll sweep across the stereo field. Open the clip view and choose envelopes. In the device chooser pick mixer, and in control pick track panning. Draw an automation ramp that goes from minus 100 hard left to plus 100 hard right over the clip. Use breakpoints and the curve tool to form a subtle S-shaped ramp. This gives a smooth, natural LTWR throw. Add tonal movement. Insert utility before EQ, then add EQ 8 after the clip. Automate utility's stereo width from something like 40% up to 180% as the pan progresses, so the throw opens up as it travels. Automate an EQ 8 frequency or high shelf so the high end gradually opens or a mid boost grows with the pan. Add a small room reverb and a ping pong delay with low dry slash wet, around 10 to 20%, so the throw has a tight but musical tail. Auto pan alternative, LFO approach for repeats if you want repeated or rhythmic throws. Try auto pan instead of clip pan envelopes. Set auto pan to sync. Choose a fast rate like 1/8 or 1/16. And set phase to 0 degrees for LTWR movement. Use shape and amount to control curve and depth, and automate autopan's amount knob to activate the sweep only when needed. For a wider smear, layer two copies with different phase settings. Resample to consolidate the process. Throw create a new audio track, name it Resample Throw, and set its input to resampling. Arm the track and record into the arrangement while playing the processed clip. Capture a full pass that includes the tail. After recording, trim the take to remove silence and clean up unwanted transients. Warp only if you need to, otherwise keep it tight. Groove Pool Tricks. Humanize and push timing open Live's Groove Pool. The quickest way to create a groove is to make a short MIDI drum or hi-hat pattern with the push or feel you want, and drag that MIDI clip into the Groove Pool. Select the new groove and tweak timing, random and quantize. For DNB, try timing around 40 to 80 and random small, between 2 and 8. Apply the groove to your resampled audio clip via the clip's groove chooser. Adjust the clip's groove amount to taste. Middle values usually work best. Live will nudge warp markers to match the groove. When you're happy, right-click the audio clip and choose Commit Groove to bake the timing into the clip permanently. Advanced groove tricks and variations. Duplicate the resampled clip and apply different grooves or different groove amounts to each duplicate. Nudge one copy slightly, for example plus 10 milliseconds, to create layered microtiming. Use clip gain envelopes on duplicates to make velocity-like dynamics. Commit grooves on duplicates and then reverse or slice copies for more edit style variations. Final polish and re-resample. Place the throw in context with your beat. Automate fades to avoid clicks and make sure tails are present. If you want a final, consolidated file, create another audio track set to resampling, play the master and record the final throw. Trim and name it pan throw final.wav. Parameter examples to try: try a throw length of 1/8 to 1/4 bar at 174 BPM. Pan from minus 100 to plus 100 with an S-curve. Utility width from 40 to 180%. In EQ 8, reduce 80 to 120 Hz and boost 6 to 12 kHz slightly over the sweep. Reverb size small. Decay around 0.8 to 1.2 seconds, dry slash wet 10 to 18%. Groove timing around 50 to 70 and random 3 to 6. Common mistakes to avoid: don't rely on live modulation without resampling, it makes timing edits harder. Avoid widening low frequencies, high pass before widening or automate width on a high passed signal. Don't overdo groove amounts, 100% often makes short FX feel limp. Always capture tails, start recording early and stop late. Be careful with fast auto pan settings when layering. They can create phase issues. Pro tips and extra workflow notes if you need a bigger low-end presence. Duplicate the throw. Pitch one copy down an octave, low-pass it and mono it with utility width set to zero. Sidechain the throw's tail gently to the kick or snare to avoid masking. Use drum bus or a small transient boost for more punch at the start. For tails, consider resampling a sentry term reverb so you keep a dry hit and a separate wet tail. Groove Pool Pro Tips save useful grooves to a user folder for reuse. For layered micro timing, use one groove at 60-70% on the main throw and another at 20-30% on a duplicate. Use small random values to humanize without killing energy. Duplicate clips before committing grooves so you always have an untouched backup. Practical mixing and organization tips: freeze or flatten tracks when you're happy to save CPU. Normalize or set consistent clip gain after resampling for a tidy library. Export the final throw as a 24-bit WAV and name it descriptively, for example pan throw 17418 groove a.wav. Keep a 1-bar FX library track with muted throw variations for fast auditioning. Mini practice, 15 to 20 minutes at 174 BPM. Import a crash sample and make a 1/8-bar clip. Automate track panning from -100 to +100. Add utility width from 40 to 140 and an AQ8 high shelf opening. Resample to a new auto track. Create a 16th note hi-hat MIDI pattern with a slight push. Drag that clip into the groove pool. Apply the groove to your resample throw at groove amount around 60, and commit groove. Drop the result into your loop and listen for how it sits with the drums. Recap: you've built a tight L2R pan throw using clip envelopes or autopan. Added width and an EQ sweep. Resampled the result to audio. Used Live's groove pool to inject humanized timing. And committed and re-resampled a final take. This gives you precise visual control, tonal shaping, and a groove-driven feel that's perfect for sub, focus style drum and bass edits. That's it. Now go make some throws, save your favorite grooves, and build a library of pan effects you can drop into edits.